Well, Merry Christmas! Welcome to Highlands United Methodist Church. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff, and it is a joy to celebrate this day with you. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful service. I'm looking forward to it. We got to do it at 10. It went very well, so I can only expect it's going to go better for you this evening. I want to make sure you did get candles and bulletins. If you didn't, we've got folks who will gladly bring them to you, but we want everybody to be able to participate. Every song we sing, the words will be right in the bulletin. You don't have to juggle hymnals tonight or anything. We just want you to be able to enjoy being here. So know that that's all ready for you. Here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we strive to build a home where all belong. That's what we work for every single day. It's who we are at our best. And we invite you to be a part of that with us. Speaking of making sure everyone feels like they belong, I want to remind you, this service has an intentional focus on children and families. So as you might notice, there's going to be a little noise. If your kid is the one making the noise, trust me, my kid will be louder. I'm fine with it, okay? We want everyone to be comfortable here. In fact, we are so grateful that you would bring and share this evening with them. That matters a lot. The sound of kids in worship makes my heart happy. And so we enjoy that. If your kids do need to move around, they're welcome to move around. We also have a couple rooms with toys, things like that. If you haven't been in the building before, there's restrooms back down this hallway, halfway down the stairs. Accessible restrooms are on the first floor. The elevator's behind this wall behind me there. And now you sort of at least know the lay of the land. And our ushers will always help you find where you need to go. I do want to remind you, we worship every single Sunday at 9 a.m. and 10:30. We've got two services every week. We have Sunday school at both of them. There's a coffee hour in between. We have a great time. We're a place that's seeking to make meaning, to help understand that God loves every single person and wants us to make a difference in the world. And we invite you to join us as we do that. And if you decide to swing in and join us, especially this coming Sunday, the 30th of December, I want to give you a heads up that it's Pajama Sunday. We always take the first Sunday right after Christmas. It started just inviting the kids, and before you knew it, some of the adults were in there. We're like, let's just all do it. And in fact, the staff has matching jammies for this year. We're quite excited. At least I was when I ordered them, and they all have smiled. We got some great stuff going on. As a congregation, we are always seeking to be involved in the neighborhood and make a difference in the world. And one of my favorite and one of the tastiest ways that happens is coming up in January. I'm really excited that it's my fourth year scooping at Sweet Cow. They do a guest scooping night. I go down to the ice cream shop down the block here. If you haven't been there, it's Denver's best ice cream. I just about live there. And I get to scoop, and they will do 10% of the entire day's proceeds going to support Reading Partners, an organization that helps children read at or above grade level by offering support and partnership. So we invite you to, helping children read is awesome. Ice cream is awesome. And getting to do both at the same time, well, that's just marvelous. So I invite you to join us for that. We have some other wonderful things happening. I invite you to visit our website. There's a click way you can find out what's happening there. You can get on our email list. Those are things I'll invite you to do as you might, because we would love to be in relationship with you into the coming year. There's so much happening and going on. With that said, I would invite our acolyte to bring the light in as we join together in worship.
This Christmas Eve, we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ. During the season of Advent, we light four candles to symbolize the hope Jesus inspires, the peace Jesus offers, and the joy his birth brings us, and the love God expresses. Now God is with us in the form of an infant child of Bethlehem.
The prophet Isaiah writes, "The Lord himself will give us a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." Tonight we relight the Advent candles to remember the light that has come into the world, the light of hope, the light of peace, the light of love, and the light of joy. God is with us. Christ is come. Let us be thankful for that night when the angels sang, when the shepherds worshiped, when the Savior was born.
Let us pray together as found in your bulletin. We give you thanks, O God, for the light this season brings. This night, prepare us to receive the gift of your Son. Help us to treasure the gift of the season in our hearts. May we anticipate with great hope the arrival of Jesus into the world again. Amen.
Well, again, good evening, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here. We have a lot of wonderful things to share tonight as we journey through Christmas Eve together.
Did someone say journey?
Oh!
Cameron the camel. I haven't seen you since last Christmas. I'm so glad you're here.
I am here, and apparently it's a good thing, too, because if you are taking a journey, you'll need my help. You think Pastor Brad is going to carry the luggage?
Oh, I work out. It's not that kind of trip anyway, Cameron. It's a journey, but we don't have to leave the room.
In fact, we have already been on the journey to get to Christmas Eve. We've been moving toward Christmas for weeks.
Not just for weeks, for 4 weeks.
That's right. I'm glad you remember Advent.
Elephants may forget, but camels are pretty good too. As we get ready for Christmas, we can think about hope, peace, love, and joy.
We do, because hope, peace, love, and joy are what Christmas is all about.
Well, that and Jesus.
Well, of course. Jesus is who brings all those things. We have hope that the world can be a better place, and we have peace in our hearts while things aren't perfect because of Jesus.
And Jesus reminds us that God loves everyone, and God's love for the whole world brings us joy.
So if hope, peace, love, and joy get all those nice candles over there, then we're going to need another one for Jesus the Christ.
We do have another candle. In fact, in just a minute, we're going to turn down the lights, and then the Christ candle will be brought in by a woman dressed like Mary.
Yeah, but who's bringing Mary in?
Well, hello there. All right, Brad. Now, I used to get surprised when random animals used to, show up and worship, but I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah, so am I. You know, if I start the introductions, can I meet you too? I'm Pastor Brad. This is Mr. Brandon. This is Cameron the camel.
Oh, we've met. We've actually taken a few trips together.
Really?
Yeah, this is my buddy Dwayne the donkey. He's been hauling people around town since way before Uber.
Yeah. And I'm looking for an RTD stop.
RTD stop?
An RTD stop? Do you really want to catch a bus?
No. Really tired donkey. RTD. I've been hoofing it all day. I need a place to stop.
Well, you know what? Dwayne, why don't you rest here with us as we get ready to receive the Christ candle?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm exhausted, and it'll be kind of nice to relax by candlelight. Hey, you got a bathtub around here?
No.
Well, these candles aren't just for mood lighting, Dwayne. They're here to remind us that even when things are difficult, when the world feels dark, that God sends us light at Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, Cameron, it's like that trip we took to Damascus.
Damascus?
Yeah, we have been traveling all day, but it was taking longer than expected. No one thought we'd still be going when it got dark, but there we were, trying to head through the mountains in the pitch black.
Huh.
Yeah, everything felt harder than it needed to be. We were tired. We didn't know how long things would be like this. And honestly, we were all pretty sure we were lost. But then, as we came over this really steep hill, we could see a light.
It was like a big sign that told us the way to go. Like someone telling us that they were waiting for us to be with them.
You know, your whole experience on that trip sounds a lot like what our candles represent. Life can feel tiring, difficult, and sometimes we all feel a little lost. And God sent Jesus at Christmas to give us hope, a light that would call us forward into God's waiting presence.
Funny thing, that light seemed so big and important.
Yeah?
It was just a single candle.
Really?
But you know, on a dark night with no other lights around, a single candle can be seen for 3 miles. And that reminds me of the Christmas story too. Because the light God offered didn't arrive as a king or a rich and powerful grown-up. It showed up as a little baby, something that appeared so insignificant but made a big difference.
Yeah.
This sounds like the beginning of a very good story. I can't wait to hear more.
Well, then let's all hear about what happens next.
The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the power of the Lord of hosts will do this. Days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem. Because he was descended from the house and family of David, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
In fields where they live.
This is so cool. We have front row seats. Anybody need a ride later?
Yeah, but it's gotten a little crowded over there.
Yeah, you know, actually, that happened on the first Christmas, too. It was a big crowd. Hey, Nativity folks, thank you so much. Why don't you guys head on back, and we'll give the donkey and the camel a little bit of room while they work.
Okay, bye. Goodbye. Thanks for choosing Nativity Hotels. Goodbye. Goodbye. So, the first Christmas was crowded, too?
Yeah.
Didn't you hear the story? Mary just wanted to rest. And then the baby shows up, then the shepherds show up.
And don't forget that they were already sharing a room with a bunch of animals.
Hey, wait, what are you implying? Hey.
I mean, no offense. I'm just saying there was a lot going on in that little place.
It just seems like the whole thing wasn't very well planned. Nobody was expecting this.
You know, there was a lot that nobody expected. I mean, Mary didn't expect to be welcoming a baby, let alone God's son. Joseph didn't expect to have to travel for the census. I mean, there were just all sorts of things.
And nobody expected God to show up in a barn filled with animals.
You know, it was more than that. Nobody expected God to show up as a human baby. I mean, they were expecting God to just appear and make everything instantly better. I mean, I get that desire. But instead, God chose relationship.
Yeah, when the story started, I wasn't expecting God to hang out for over 30 years living life and stuff.
You know, but that's what's so amazing. The hope, peace, love, and joy of Christmas. They're not some unattainable, out-of-reach divine dream. You see, they appear and exist in real life, in a real person.
I sure didn't expect to encounter this whole story tonight.
I don't know if any of us ever really expect to encounter God. I mean, even the people who showed up just to hear the story tonight, I don't know if they came expecting to receive hope and peace, to know love and joy.
I think a few of them just showed up expecting to make Mom happy.
Yeah, there's that too.
Are you saying those gifts, the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy, you're saying we can get those again?
Getting those gifts again is what I pray for every Christmas.
So who gives them to us? Do you?
Ah, good question.
I mean, it kind of feels like he should, being the pastor and all.
Well, not exactly how it works. It's actually God. God offers us hope and peace and love every single day. We don't have to wait for Christmas. But it's so easy to forget. We get busy. We get distracted. We get going, going, going. Oh, so much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean about the going?
Well, we understand going, going, going. That's all we do.
Yeah.
So Christmas is a time to stop all the busyness and remember.
A time to stop all the busyness and remember. That's why I love it so much. Tonight in the story and in the music and in the candles and in the good company, I feel God telling us, I love you. I'm with you. Let's make the world a better place together.
Oh, I like that. Say it again.
At Christmas, God reminds us, God loves us, God is with us, and God wants to make the world a better place together.
Well, that's something to ponder while I wander.
Well, let's ponder while Ashley prays.
If you would, repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God,
thank you for hope and peace,
love and joy.
Thank you for showing up. Even when we don't expect it. May we always shine our light. And may I always remember
that you love me.
Amen. Now, if you would, let us join our voices together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hey, Mr. Brandon.
Yes, Duane?
God loves you, God is with you, and God wants to make the world a better place together.
I like that. Did Pastor Brad tell you that?
No, Christmas did.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, I hope everyone can experience a Christmas moment where they know they are loved, that they are not alone, and that we can make the world better together.
I think we all have different ways we feel it, but that's why God sent Jesus.
You know, I think that's a really nice idea, but that was just one baby on one night.
But it's more than just one baby on one night. It's in every one of us.
What's in every one of us?
The hope, the peace, the love and joy that Jesus brought into the world are given to each of us. Remember that light you encountered on that long, difficult journey?
Yeah.
Now imagine if every person and every animal who encountered it on their journeys, whether they are coming from or going to, imagine if they took that light with them.
You mean like if they lit a candle or a lantern and then kept it going on the trail?
Yes, just like that.
Well, it wouldn't have been so dark, and the journey would have been easier for everyone.
And that's another thing about what Christmas is about. It is about us receiving the light of God's love and carrying it with us when we go. That by carrying God's hope, peace, love, and joy with us wherever we go, the world would be a better place. That people's journeys would be better.
That would be a neat thing to see.
And we will see it when the people here are kind to their neighbors tomorrow. When the kids here make good choices next week. When each of us help everyone feel loved.
If everyone here did that on purpose, that would make a lot of lives better. It would be like having light everywhere.
It is like that. And that's why we gave everyone a candle when they came in.
So they can take it with them?
Well, no, the candles will stay here, but we are going to share the actual light from the Christ candle with everyone here as a way of remembering that God wants us to share the hope, the peace, the love and joy with those around us.
We'll get to see that. This place will be glowing.
And if we share God's love when we leave, like we share the candle light in here, the whole world will be brighter, better place.
I think you guys have said it beautifully. I'm glad our journeys have led us here tonight. You two have made Christmas very meaningful for me.
Oh, it's mutual.
Me too.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Cameron. Merry Christmas, Dwayne. Merry Christmas, everyone.
In a few moments, we will celebrate the service of candlelight. We ask that if your young one has a candle, you keep an eye on it. Please remember to tip the unlit candle as we pass the light. The lighted candle always remains upright. And when we blow the candles out, please do so ever so gently. The people in front of you would greatly appreciate it. As we come to a time of offering back to God, we invite you to help make a difference in our local community and around the world through your giving. Please join me in our offertory prayer that is found in your bulletin. In response to the love you have given us, God, through the birth of Jesus the Christ, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
God loves you. God is with you. And God wants to make the world better together. That is the gift of this very special night. Let us receive it. Let us share it with the world as we leave this place. Merry Christmas, everyone.